My name's Sarah Arndt, and I'm in grade 13, so it's my second grade 12 year. And I find that there are several different issues in Belleville. So as you were talking to someone else, the bike paths. It would be really nice if we could have a bike lane or something in Belleville, because I feel like more people might bike, because if you walk and you're biking beside walkers, they get really annoyed at you, and then motorists get really annoyed at you if you're biking in lanes, because you don't really have a space for you to share with them, and they're not really used to sharing it with you. Also, like, in Belleville, it's not as bad as bigger cities necessarily, but that's because there's less people. But there's a lot of new subdivisions going in Belleville, and I find that where all the subdivisions are going in, they're clear-cutting and they're taking all this wooded area and farmer land, because they keep buying up lots and lots of farmer land. Because I don't live right in Belleville, but I live in the municipality, and they keep destroying it, and if they keep going at the way they are, they just clear-cut the trees, and we're losing all that land that we need to grow produce on. Also, when they come down the roads and they're doing for power lines and they decide that they're going to chop off branches, which is okay because you need your power lines to run, right? And it makes sense that you'd trim branches back. And if the tree is really too big, yes, it's going to have to be cut down. Otherwise, it's going to cause a whole bunch of electrical issues. But instead of just trimming branches, they'll also go down the ditches, especially out where I live, and they'll take their one machine that just whacks off, and it kills all the trees along the ditch side and the roadside, and it just eats them and destroys them so they can no longer live, breathe, grow, or anything constructive. I feel like it's hard for younger people to get jobs. Like, I've been trying to get, like, I've gotten myself a job with the city of Belleville, but it is hard to get jobs in Belleville. Like, my older brother, he works in Quinney West, but, like, when he tried to get a job in Belleville, he had a really hard time. And I know other people who are my friends, it's really hard for them to get jobs. Or when people are laid off, even people who are, like, electricians or better at jobs, they have a hard time finding a new job. With your homeless shelter thing, I did my co-op for the Salvation Army, and they actually do a lot. They do as much as they're able to. They really rely on community funding, and sometimes it doesn't exist. They have a warm room, which isn't the same as a homeless shelter, but they do try to bring people in the winter time from November to March for a few hours every night in the evening, so that they actually have a room that they can serve them a meal. And I feel like the community doesn't realize that they have that, even though they do. Like, they may not have certain things, but they do try their best. And most of them are volunteers, and they spend long hours trying to accomplish things, even if it doesn't seem as big, because they have less people, so, and less of the community is behind them sometimes, so it's harder for them to actually make an impact.